I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:17, Peyton Malone saying there's a 60% chance today that somebody's going to get some heavy rain like we had yesterday. And looking at the sewage and water board's, on the website, the dashboard, turbine 5 and 6 are online, 4 is available, 5 out of 5 EMDs are available, 89 of 93 major pumps are available, and you would presume they'd pump all the canals down and do everything they can to get ready for another rain event. And then somebody texted in and said, something about they didn't like Peyton Malone's forecast because they couldn't tell him definitely what was going to happen and wish they would do like other countries and jail them when they're wrong too often. I don't know why people text in the things they do. I honestly don't. Bill joins us right now. Bill Alexander, CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. Bill's got nearly 30 years of law enforcement experience, starting with the U.S. Air Force as a security police officer at Andrews Air Force Base. After being honorably discharged, he joined the Prince George's County Police Department in Maryland. That's a community which borders Washington, D.C. How you doing, Bill?
Tommy, I'm doing great. I so appreciate you having me back on to talk about Police Week and the heroes that we'll honor this year.
Yeah, let's talk about that. But first, I just want to talk about that text that I got about jailing meteorologist. I get some texts that make me raise my eyebrows and just talk about, if you will, the nature of police work before we get to the ceremonies this week, just because it seems as though I think sometimes people text me because they get, you know, aggravated about this or aggravated about that, and they just need to vent. But when it comes to police work, and this is the reason I brought that up, police officers are seldom seeing people when they're at their happiest or at their best, right?
That is absolutely true. In fact, quite the opposite. Police officers usually encounter people when they are at their absolute worst, experiencing some of the worst moments in their life, maybe the worst moment in their life. You know, dealing with death, destruction, the loss of property, the number of crimes just go on and on. And so police officers are interacting with people usually when they're really having a horrible day and perhaps something far worse than that. So, and on top of that, much of the police work that, you know, the men and women out on our streets working to protect us, it's oftentimes very dangerous. To some degree, it's probably dangerous for the public, but certainly it can be and has been historically very dangerous for the police officers as well. Of course, every single year, police officers die in the line of duty serving and protecting us. And that, of course, is part of what we're going to talk about here shortly in terms of Police Week and honoring those men and women who died in 2024 and years prior.
And I always like to put, you know, myself in the shoes of other people or the listening audience in the shoes of other people. And when it relates, as it relates to police officers, if I can make a comparison to maybe a waiter or a bartender or something like that, and what police officers do is night and day different than that. But here's the thing. Or maybe a salesman. Maybe you get a bad client, a bad customer, whatever, and then you try not to let it ruin your day. But when it comes to police officers, every client, every customer is going to be a problem because that's why the police are there in the first place, right? So it's hard for a police officer, I would think, to deal with that every day.
You know, it really can be a struggle to sort of cleanse your mental palate from one call to the next. I remember one day where I went to the hospital for an infant who had died from sudden infant death syndrome, then went to a report call, and then went to a suicide. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you string together those kinds of calls, and it's just incredibly difficult to sort of, you know, again, cleanse that mental palate and refresh yourself and recognize that you need to bring, you know, the best part of you to whoever the next call is and interact with each person you meet with in a, hopefully a positive way. It can be very, very difficult.
God bless the people that do it, man. I wouldn't. And Lord knows they're not getting rich doing it. Let me take a break, Bill. We'll talk about the ceremonies this week, okay?
Sure, that'd be great.
Bill Alexander, CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. I know a lot of people tend to get on police officers and complain about this or that or the other thing, but I think you just need to put yourself in their uniform and understand everything it is that they go through, because, as we said, you're dealing with people at their absolute worst, and there are few good customers. The next guy you go to or the next woman you go to, it's going to have the same problems or some other issue as the one before. 822, traffic now, WWL. 6827, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Bill Alexander, our friend, CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. I appreciate the men and women that serve in law enforcement. I would never do it myself, and God bless them that do. Tell me about this week coming up and what's going to happen with the week, Bill.
Sure, yeah. So Police Week is broadly from May 11th through May 16th. Those dates are relatively stable every single year. Thousands, literally tens of thousands of law enforcement professionals, survivors, families, friends, and even just citizens from both around the country and around the world come to help celebrate the profession and also to help us memorialize the men and women who have died serving us. Of course, the notable key event for us is the Candlelight Vigil. It's hosted by the Memorial Fund. It's on the National Mall. It's always on May 13th at 8 p.m. on the Mall. And it's there where we will read aloud the names of this year, the 345 men and women who died in calendar year 2024 and the years prior, all of them having served in some law enforcement function and died in the line of duty serving us. And so we will read aloud the names of those men and women most recently added to the memorial walls, of course, very sacred to us, that National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial, the place where we, both as an organization, and I think all of us, citizens of this great country, have the opportunity to memorialize, to think about, to honor our responsibility to never forget those men and women who served and sacrificed everything for us.
When it comes to things that the average person needs to remember today, if they should interact with a police officer, what would you like them to know?
You know, I hope that your audience particularly has a positive feeling about law enforcement professionals and the men and women out on the street. I hope that they would remember that every single one of those men and women is a father or a mother, a daughter or a son, a brother or a sister. They are equally as human as everyone else out there in the world. Yes, of course, officers occasionally do make mistakes, but by and large, the men and women in uniform are doing the right things for the right reasons, in fact, very altruistic reasons. They are putting themselves in harm's way for us. So I think my one message to folks is be cognizant of the very, very tough job that those men and women in uniform are doing every single day, and recognize the very dangerous risks that they all face voluntarily. They choose, they purposely put themselves in harm's way for us. So my message would be find your local police officer, whether they're in a coffee shop or standing on a corner directing traffic, yell out to them and say thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for being willing to put your life on the line to protect me.
Thank you. I appreciate your time and your efforts, Bill, as always. Bill Alexander, CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. I think we need to remember, just because somebody puts a uniform on, that doesn't make them perfect. Where would we be without law enforcement? God bless the brave men and women that do it. When we come back, speaking of law enforcement, JPSO recently fell victim to a large phishing scam. And when I saw this, the first thing that hit my mind, I'm sure as it did a lot of other people, is, if it can happen to them, how easily could it happen to me? Well, we'll talk with Alex Hammerstone about that, Director of Advisory Solutions for TrustedSec. Also about an email scam almost got me.